going to be crowded. Nearly 43 million Americans plan to travel this Memorial Day weekend. That's the second largest crowd. And this summer, airline travel is expected to increase 3.5%. Where will we put all of those travelers? Seth Kaplan is here now as transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Robin.
So even though gas prices are nearing the $3 mark, more Americans will drive to their destinations this Memorial Day. There's this, people have done multipliers, like you can see how your trip will be multiplied in the Boston area 3 times, in Atlanta 2.2 times longer. Talk about where people are headed.
Orlando, New York, and Las Vegas. That, according to AAA, those are the top three destinations. As you mentioned, that despite these higher gas prices. Now, on the other hand, sort of historically speaking, if you adjust for inflation, gas prices up from where they were last year, but not all that high in historical terms. Not only that, AAA says that hotels and rental cars are actually cheaper this year than they were last year. So that kind of offsetting the impact for some travelers of the higher gas prices.
I can't believe that 3.25 million people, 4.8% more than last year, second only to 2005, are going to be flying. The airports are already packed. The flights are already packed.
They are. And, you know, somehow airlines are going to add seats this summer.
Where?
It's hard to do, especially, Robin, consider that you have 75 Boeing 737 MAXs on the ground that they expected to have in the air. So if you're an airline, you know, you can't just go out and suddenly buy or lease a lot of new airplanes. What you can do, and this is what they do when demand is really high, you know, that last flight late at night or an early flight in the morning that they might not fly when people, you know, when demand is lower, they'll put those flights back in, and they'll delay the retirement of older aircraft. So planes that, you know, they thought they were going to kind of get out of the fleet, they can hang on to them a little while longer, and that's really the only way they can do it.
And what about delays? We know American Airlines mechanics are engaged in tough contract negotiations. Sometimes there can be delays. Some would call them slowdowns. The Boeing MAX is still grounded, and the Trump administration is diverting Customs and Border Protection officers from airports to the border. So it sounds like, you know, the combination of those things and the increased travel could be a hot mess.
It does. You have all the elements of that. And we've had really messy summers in the past. On the other hand, we've had summers where it all looked bad like this. And then in the end, it really wasn't so bad. A couple of years ago, TSA said it was badly understaffed. And in the end, it just kind of wasn't all that bad. So we'll see how this works out. But yeah, with all of that you mentioned the American Airlines mechanics being accused of slowing things down beyond even where they are. At least Southwest mechanics just ratified their deal months after being accused of the same thing.
But just a second on Boeing. We hear officials are debating whether it could have been a bird strike, a bird hitting the sensor system that caused the plane to nosedive in the Indonesia and Ethiopian crashes because it, you know, tipped off that system we've talked a lot about. But I just find it fascinating. So many more people are flying. And, you know, a few months ago, people were calling up to ask, what kind of plane am I flying on? Now it seems like maybe some of those worries are gone.
If Boeing and the FAA and airlines can restore confidence here in the MAX, which is going to take time, that a bird strike might have caused that single sensor, yet another reason why you would want the system to rely on the readings from two sensors, not just one. They're working on that.
Seth Kaplan, here now as transportation analyst. It's going to be busy. Thank you so much, Seth.
Thank you, Robin.